Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific old jungle move, that classic organ bass reference. You know the one. It's not just a pure sub, and it's not a modern Eurobass. It's usually a clean, heavy low layer plus a moving, slightly hollow mid layer that feels like an organ or a cheap rave synth, and it locks in with the break. This is a beginner lesson, and we're staying inside Ableton stock devices. The goal is simple: you'll be able to hear what makes that old jungle bass work, build a two-layer version of it, and arrange it so it actually feels authentic in a rolling jungle loop. Alright, first, set the vibe so the bass makes sense. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. That's the pocket. Now pull in a break beat. An Amen-style break is perfect, but honestly any jungle-ish break loop will do. The important part is that the drums have syncopation, little gaps, little pushes. Jungle bass is like a conversation with the break. If you try to write it like a clean modern two-step drop, it'll feel wrong immediately. Now, before we even build anything, here's a producer habit that will upgrade you fast. Reference like a producer, not a listener. Drop two or three old jungle tracks into audio tracks in live. Warp them so they stay in time. Find a section where the bass is clear, often an intro or breakdown, and loop it. Then put Spectron on that reference track, or use a Q8 and turn on the analyzer. You're not trying to copy exact notes. You're checking three zones. 1. Where the sub hill is, often around 45 to 70 Hz depending on the key. 2. Where the audible body lives, usually somewhere like 150 to 500 Hz. 3. How much top grit there is. Old records often have way less energy above 3 to 5k than beginners expect. That's why they feel thick but not crispy. Cool. Now let's build our bass. Create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one organ MAD. Select both and group them. Command or Control G and name the group bass bus. That structure is the whole philosophy. Clean sub, colored mid. If you keep that separation, mixing gets so much easier. Next, let's program a simple but authentic bassline. Go to the SUB track. Make a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. For key, start with F minor or G minor. Those are classic darker jungle centers. Now, rhythm-wise, here's the mindset. Simple notes hit harder in jungle, because the break is already doing a lot. Your bass should leave space for the snare, and it should feel like it answers the drums. Try this 1-bar pattern at 170. Root note F1 right at the start for an 8th note. Another F1 on the end after beat 1. Another 8th. Then ebb 1 as another short 8th just after beat 2. Then come back to F1 with a quarter note that lands after the snare so it gives weight as you place notes. Keep most of your sub fundamentals in that F0 to A1 region. And don't worry if you don't know the exact octave labels on your system. Use your ears. You want it deep, but not so low your speakers just flap. Now we build the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Set it to a simple algorithm. Just oscillator A. Make oscillator a sine wave. Then shape the envelope. Attack basically instant, somewhere between 0 and 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so you don't get clicks, but also so notes don't smear into the next drum hit. If you want it more plucky, you can lower sustain and use decay. If you want held notes, keep sustain up. Either way, we're keeping it controlled. After operator, add EQ8. Important, do not high pass your sub as a default. Leave it. If it's boomy, make a tiny dip around 120 to 200 Hz. Like 1 to 3 dB. Tiny moves. Then add utility. Set it to mono, width 0, or use the mono switch. This is non-negotiable for classic jungle low end. Gain stage it so it's not slamming. You want steady peaks, not random spikes. Quick gain staging checkpoint. Keep the SUB predictable. If you're watching the meter and it's jumping wildly, it's usually your MIDI note lengths, your release time, or notes overlapping. Alright, now the fun layer. The organ mid. On organ mid, you can choose wavetable or operator. I'll describe wavetable first because it's fast to get that hollow vibe. Load wavetable. Start with a saw-like waveform, something harmonically rich. Turn on unison in classic mode, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. We're not trying to make super saw trance. We want a little movement. Turn on the filter. LP24 is great. Set cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz to start, and add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. To get some bite. For the amp envelope, give it a small attack, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, so it doesn't click. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds so it breathes. If you use operator instead, do this. Osc assign, osc b sign, Set OSC B 1 octave up by setting ratio to 2.00, lower its level, and to tune it just a few cents. That gives a stable, organ-ish harmonic structure without being too fizzy. Either way, you're aiming for harmonics that read on small speakers. Because here's the truth. The mid layer is what makes the bass line audible on a laptop. The sub is what makes it feel huge on headphones and in a club. Now we make it actually feel like an organ. Movement time. On organ mid, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.3 to 0.8 Hz. Amount 20 to 40%. Width around 80 to 120. And keep the mix modest, like 15 to 35%. If you go too wet, it'll get seasick in a bad way. Then add auto filter for subtle motion. Keep it low pass most of the time. Set cutoff somewhere like 300 Hz up to 1.5K depending on how bright you want it. Resonance 10 to 25%. If your version supports it, use an LFO at an eighth note or quarter note rate, but keep the amount small. You want motion, not dubstep wobble. Now we add grit, but we protect the low end. This is a big jungle rule. Distort the mid, not the sub. On organ mid, add saturator. Try analog clip or soft sign. Drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then turn the output down so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. Level match, that's how you make reedal decisions. After saturator, add EQ8. High pass this mid layer around 90 to 130 Hz. This matters. If you don't do this, your chorus and saturation will smear the low end and your sub will lose its authority. If you need more wood or body, try a small boost around 250 to 600. If it gets nasal or harsh, dip a bit around 1 to 3 kHz. Now let's glue everything on the bass bus. On the group track, add EQ8 for cleanup. If things feel muddy, a small dip around 200 to 350 can help. If it lacks presence, a tiny boost somewhere like 700 to 1.2K can help, but only if needed. Then add glue compressor. Keep it gentle. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1 and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing. It's about making the layers feel like one instrument. Then add utility if you want a quick phase sanity check. Here's a great trick. Map the width control to a macro or just grab it with your mouse. Sweep width from 0 upward. If your low end collapses as you widen, that means your mid layer modulation is reaching too low. Fix it by raising the high pass on the mid, or reducing unison or chorus depth. The sub should stay solid no matter what. Now we do the jungle breathing thing, sidechain. On bass bus, add a regular compressor. Turn on sidechain and pick your drum bus, or even just your kick and snare group. Set ratio anywhere from 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the drum hits. Listen for groove. The bass should tuck under the snare and then return right after. If the bass feels like it vanishes for too long, your release is too long. If it feels clicky or unstable, your attack might be too fast or your sub release is too long. Now let's make it feel like a track, not a loop. Here's a simple 32-bar jungle arrangement skeleton. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Filter the drums a bit, and run only the mid layer. No sub yet. That's classic. Tease the character first. Bars 9 to 16. Build. Bring the sub in quietly. Maybe you hint the main riff more clearly. Bars 17 to 32. Drop. Full breaks, full bass. Then at bar 25, make a small variation. Change one or two notes, or do a tiny fill. Jungle lives on those little 8 and 16 bar changes. Old school trick, kill the sub for one bar right before a phrase change, then slam it back. It's simple and it works every time. Now some quick don't do this mistakes, because they'll save you hours. Don't chorus the sub. Anything below roughly 120 Hz with modulation is how you get facey, weak low end. Don't forget to high pass the organ mid layer. That's how you get Mud City. Don't make the bass line too busy. Breaks are dense. Simple bass often hits harder. Don't oversaturate. If it gets fuzzy and small, back off drive and shape with EQ instead. And don't make low frequencies wide. Keep sub mono, or your mix will collapse in real systems. Let's add two spicy, still beginner-friendly upgrades. First, call and response. Keep the sub playing the main rhythm. Then make the organ mid answer in the gaps with shorter notes. Extra trick, add a tiny track delay on the mid layer, like 10 to 25 milliseconds late, so the sub hits first and the mid speaks after. That stagger feels very sample era. Second, one note riff, changing tone instead of notes, hold the root note, and automate filter cutoff or chorus mix slightly every 8 bars. That's very old jungle. The sound evolves more than the harmony. And if you want the sampled organ vibe without actually sampling a record, resample yourself. Freeze and flatten the organ MID once it's moving nicely, then warp it in beats mode with a low transient setting. Add a touch of vinyl distortion. Suddenly it feels like it came from an era, not a plugin. All right, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar bass MIDI in F minor using only 3 notes total, F, Eb, and C. Build SUB with operator sign. Build organ MID with wavetable saw and chorus ensemble. High pass the organ MAD at 110 Hz. Sidechain the bass bus from the drums. Then create a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8, mid only. Bars 9 to 16. Add the sub and automate the mid filter to open just a little. Export a quick bounce and do the reality check. On laptop speakers, you should still hear the riff from the mid layer. On headphones, you should feel the weight from the sub layer. If either one fails, you know exactly where to adjust. Quick recap to lock it in. Old jungle organ bass is usually layered. Clean mono sub plus animated mid. Operator is your clean sub workhorse. Wavetable or operator can handle the organ-ish mid. Chorus ensemble and gentle filter movement give you that classic motion. Protect the mix with high pass on the mid, mono sub, gentle glue, and sidechain, and arrange it with 8 and 16 bar phrasing, with small, confident variations. If you tell me what direction you want, like ragga jungle, darkcore, jazzy 94, or more tech step edge, I can suggest a matching bass rhythm and a starting set of device settings that fits that exact vibe.